For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason. Corn futures in Chicago have tapped 275 three times in the last month in the December contract. Is that a good place to market corn, and what are the risks? Daryl Good, ag economist from the University of Illinois, joins us now to tell us about the markets.
Well, first of all, the price level does tell us that there is a fair amount of optimism about demand for corn during the year ahead, and that's being, I think, really emphasized because the farmers indicated that they're going to plant fewer corn acres. So if we do really have strong demand, fewer acres means a much tighter supply demand next year. So the market is building that in very quickly. And perhaps what we're looking at is if we do end up with a few more acres and anything close to a trend yield, I think the odds favor lower prices by harvest time than what we're looking at right now. So that's a long way to say that the producer probably should have some new crop sales on, and from what we're hearing, I think farmers have been a little more aggressive this year than most in getting some corn forward priced. I think that's probably the right thing to do. What percent certainly is an important question, but I think in terms of a non-trivial amount of the corn being priced at this point, we can have additional spikes during the growing season, and we do have an outside chance always of yields falling below trend and perhaps significantly below trend. We've seen that happen in previous years. So there's always risk in forward pricing that prices may end up being higher than what we anticipate right now. But given the rapid start to planting and the good weather forecast we're looking at, I think there's some good opportunities in new crop sales right now.
Farmers have, over recent years, become not dependent but to depend upon LDP, counter-cyclical payments, crop insurance payments, in fact. Do you think that given a normal growing season at this time that those sorts of things might still be in play this fall, or has the season and demand set it up differently this year?
Well, that's an important question, and I guess I would see it at this point as possibly different than what we experienced, particularly last year, where producers did a fair amount of forward pricing and then ended up collecting a large LDP, and it looks like close to a maximum counter-cyclical payment on the 05 crop. Running the numbers for the 06-07 marketing year, penciling in reduced acreage, substantial increase in use, suggest to me that we'll be looking at a price averaging somewhere 225 to 230 on next year's marketing year. That's getting awfully close to where we would not have a counter-cyclical payment on the 06 crop. So I wouldn't be counting on that at this point. It also suggests that we may not have loan deficiency payments on the 06 crop either. And if we do, perhaps they will be small and only in a small window of time at harvest time. So I would not be counting big time on LDPs or counter-cyclical payments for the 06 crop. Clearly, we'll get the direct payments, and depending on insurance product and with the high spring prices that have locked in, there may be some small insurance payments on some of the revenue products. So probably not as lucrative as what we had in 04 and perhaps in 05, but I wouldn't be surprised that there are some payments.
It's a conundrum for producers at that point as they look at 260 DEIS futures, because at this point they can say, well, if things don't go so well for the growing season, there's a great deal of potential to the upside. On the other hand, if they go okay, there's not so much to the downside. So the question that they're faced with is, well, is 260 enough at this point for me? Because I'm not maybe going to get the rest of the LDP and those sorts and counter-cyclical payments.
Right. So in my scenario, what you would really see is probably about a 30-cent downside risk on corn prices for a marketing year average compared to what the market is offering right now. So you say, do I want to take that 30-cent downside risk on all of the crop? What percentage of the crop do I want to go ahead and take today's value on. And I think that's really where the judgment is and where individual producers will make different decisions. But we have to kind of play the odds in terms of what's the most likely outcome. And right now you'd have to say, based on everything we know, the most likely outcome is prices somewhat lower than what the market is offering right now.
From corn, turn your attention to the soybean market, which seems to be set up differently than the corn, although nobody really knows exactly why that's the case.
Well, soybeans have been a bit of a mystery, as we've talked about all year long, and perhaps longer than that, maybe for the last 2 years. If you just woke up one morning and looked at the supply-demand balance sheet for soybeans and then looked at the market price, I think most people would be astonished that prices are as high as they are, given the surplus that's reflected in the balance sheets. Can we continue to get the speculative buying to support soybean prices, or will we see another large crop and tremendous fundamental pressure on prices going into harvest time? Again, just doing the most likely scenario, that is acreage somewhat less than March intentions, yield somewhat less than the record yield of 2005, a significant increase in consumption next year, pencil that in, you still get a marketing year average price based on your balance sheet of maybe 520 to 525 soybeans. You look at where the futures market is today, November beans 620, 625, and a carry in the market from there forward. The market is offering a price over $6 for next year's crop. And again, if you said what's the most likely balance sheet and what's that imply for prices, you would be 75, 80 cents lower than what the market is offering right now. So again, $6 is not an exceptionally high price for soybeans, but it may be an opportunity to get some of the new crop priced at what seems to be a pretty good value.
And one other note, and we'll go to the wheat crop on this one, because they've had such a tough time this year in the Great Plains states. Kansas wheat crop, I think, is 37% as of a week ago, in very poor condition. Oklahoma said to be maybe abandoning 45% of its crop. Texas and Oklahoma, 70% or thereabouts, in very poor conditions because of drought. But it may offer an opportunity for the soft red winter wheat growers and higher prices as they head into July harvest time.
I think that's right. It looks like the soft red winter wheat crop is going to be a nice size this year. We never know until we get it in the bin, but the crop condition ratings would suggest that the soft wheat crop is in very good condition. So that puts producers in a more comfortable position, saying, I'm not quite as worried about my own crop, so I can take advantage of forward pricing wheat based on the problems other people are having with their crops. And so I think, and we've been kind of pushing this for several months now, with July futures have backed off from their highs at Chicago, but still offer some awfully good prices for the 06 crop, and importantly, offer even significantly higher prices for the 07 and the 08 crops. And I think more than normal, we've got producers looking beyond 06, saying 07 crop is even 60 cents higher than the 06, maybe doing some forward pricing there as well. I think one thing, that the dynamics of the wheat market as we move into the summertime, is whether these high wheat prices are going to stimulate any further increase in spring wheat plantings. The March Intentions report indicated a substantial cut, particularly in Durham wheat, but in all spring wheat. Will these lofty prices change some people's minds about maybe planting a little more spring wheat? So there's a lot to unfold yet in the wheat market, but is probably playing into the hands of the soft wheat producer this year.
Darrell, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Todd.
Darrell Good, a member of the Farm Doc team here at the University of Illinois. You can visit the website at www.farmdoc.uiuc.edu. I'm Todd Gleason.